FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran is one step closer to getting its hands on $6 billion in frozen assets being unfrozen by the Biden administration. The funds have now been transferred to Qatar, which is a key step in returning the money to Tehran. While the Biden administration claims the funds are earmarked for humanitarian purposes, Iran's president recently said that the Islamic Republic will spend that money as it sees fit. Ukraine's legal battle against Russia over allegations of genocide used by Moscow to justify its invasion resumes today at the UN's highest court. The BBC's Anna Holligan is in The Hague.
Russia initially claimed its action in Ukraine was justified because it was trying to prevent a genocide. At initial hearings last year, Kyiv said there was no threat of genocide in eastern Ukraine, and the United Nations 1948 Genocide Convention, which both countries have signed, did not allow an invasion to prevent one. Russia has said the International Court of Justice has no jurisdiction in the case because the Genocide Convention, which forms the basis for Ukraine's claim, does not regulate the use of force between states. While the rulings of the ICJ are binding, it has no direct means of enforcing them.
Stepping up its harassment of Taiwan, Communist China has flown 103 military planes toward the island, a new daily high for such activity. Taiwan's defense ministry also says it detected a number of Chinese naval vessels nearby. Well, it could be a bathing suit, could be workout clothing. Anything goes for appropriate attire now that the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate has done away with its dress code for members. And the Afghanistan Taliban has detained 19 people, an American among them. Their crime? They're accused of promoting Christianity. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 16 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know Joe Biden isn't getting the job done and too often is making things worse.
That's conservative business leader Doug Burgum, one of America's most successful governors. Raised with small-town values, Burgum built a billion-dollar company, creating thousands of jobs. As governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum cut taxes, balanced the budget, and helped pass term limits.
Where we come from, when something isn't working, you stop and you try something new. That's common sense. Joe Biden has got to go. Yeah.
As president, Doug Burgum will unleash American energy and end Biden's inflation. He'll secure the border to stop the flow of illegal drugs. And Burgum will rebuild our military to win the Cold War with China.
Do you believe that the economy, energy, and national security are critical to our nation's future? Remember, that's why I'm running for president.
Best of America Pact paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.bestofamericapact.com.
Experts warned for years that floods posed a significant danger to two dams protecting nearly 90,000 people in northeastern Libya. They repeatedly called for immediate maintenance to the two structures outside the city of Derna. But successive governments in the divided North African nation did not heed their advice. Their worst predictions came true when heavy rains from Mediterranean Storm Daniel caused flooding across eastern Libya. It overwhelmed the two dams, sending a wall of water through the city, killing at least 11,000 people. Entire neighborhoods were destroyed and people were swept out to sea. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake has rattled parts of Tuscany. There were no immediate reports of serious damage or injuries. Earthquake monitors say the quake's epicenter was northeast of Florence, Italy. It struck around 5:10 a.m. local time. It was preceded by some smaller tremors. Experts note that the area is considered at high risk for earthquakes. News and analysis, townhall.com. Louisiana is burning. An especially fierce wildfire season fueled by extreme heat and tinder dry conditions.
In August alone, there were more than 550 fires across the state, and officials say the season is far from over. One of the largest wildfires in state history continues to burn, threatening rural communities, which are used to flooding and hurricanes this time of year rather than drought and blazes. Louisiana's excessive wildfire season is just one climate disaster in a summer of weather anomalies that have plagued the country. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The union representing striking auto workers is describing its latest talks with Ford as reasonably productive. The United Auto Workers statement came over the weekend. The limited strike against the big three automakers now carrying into its fourth day today. Stellantis offering details of its most recent offer, raising its wage proposal, bringing it roughly in line with the other major automakers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny today with a high of 66. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 70 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Wednesday, chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 66 today. Lows level off around 45 tonight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, brought to you by Ag Country. Right now, 39.
Back on the radio dial, the fire got lit. guitars to Memphis all the way to rock and roll.
Eli Young Band, Even If It Breaks Your Heart. What's going on? It's Justin in the door. Thanks so much for getting up and starting your day off with me. Happy Monday. If it can be happy, we're going to make the most of it anyway. His name is Warren Cedars. It's called Pretty Little Poison. Check this out. It's new music.
Even now we're in a bad this town. It's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone like a record on rain day. Laying on talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn it, it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ain't getting that. With a kiss on her lips, just like my gears is alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.
Classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light.
That's Jason Aldean's new single. It's called Try That in a Small Town. And Google actually released the states that ask the most questions to Google. You know, like the states asking, like, how to, and I do this definitely often, so I'm shocked that we're not higher on the list. The ones that ask the most questions are West Virginia, Utah, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. A lot of, hey, how do you do this? Questions being asked to Google in those states. Hang out for Justin Moore and Jordan Davis, both on the way.
Nothing slows my little girl down except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
The client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny today with a high of 66. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 45. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 70 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Wednesday, chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 66 today. Lows level off around 45 tonight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, brought to you by Ag Country. Right now, 39.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes, jumping those hills with Luke and Bo, plastic cap guns in a swimming hole, don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves, 10% in the often place, Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race, sure be nice to get back to that place.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
First cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out on the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 of you on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get.
So burned heart. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song dress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
That's Connor Smith. It's called Creek Will Rise. It's Justin. Thanks so much for getting up and starting your day off with me. And this is kind of discouraging. I read this headline this morning. And on a new survey, it says less than a quarter of Gen Zers use periods, commas, colons, exclamation points, and all. And just kind of punctuation what's together. So young adults nowadays don't think that proper spelling and punctuation really matter anymore. I think it does. You know, I really do. I think it does. A lot of times, if I'm shooting a text off to somebody, I'll go back and make sure that even my punctuation's good. It just makes you sound a little bit more educated the way it comes across.
Hi, I'm Darla, general manager here at 98Q and Jack FM. Did you know there are over 30 million small businesses in the United States? Small businesses are the fabric, the cement, and your neighbor who will be the first to support charitable causes, provide local employment, and will shop local to keep the economy thriving. Today, shop local and support this awesome business.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear Nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of our delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at Oh Dear Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Picket fenced in, heart's like a feather in a torso wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
Oh,
in our soul. We'll be out safe forever, but when we're together, I swear that we ain't ever letting go. Cause she knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging all around every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
She's a little complicated. She'll make a mind up just to change it. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting. Get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The Money River Bank, she's the first in and the last out. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories.
my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Love that song. It's Bailey Zimmerman with Religiously. It's Justin Taylor. Thanks so much for getting up and starting your Monday off with us. Hope you guys had a fun time watching football over the weekend. I know Deion Sanders picking up yet another win. I didn't catch him on 2020 last night, but I did record it, so I got to catch that. And then, of course, NFL football not going the way I thought it was going to do. I mean, a lot of these teams I thought that were going to win did not. So far, it's been entertaining. How about this, Mitchell Tenpenny, Truth About You, and it's coming up next.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some fog and some cloud cover to start, otherwise gradually clearing skies with highs in the mid-60s. Winds light and variable. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 45. Tuesday, at least some partial sunshine there with highs approaching 70. And for Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sunshine up to 77. For Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with upper 70s for high temperatures. A slight chance for an afternoon shower on Friday up to 75. Then a chance for some scattered showers on Saturday, low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 39.
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black sea was made for moving on. That girl is going on.
I love the music.
I wouldn't know what's in the end. It wasn't what he did. No, it was what he didn't.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
telling me I've done some things I never did. Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truce. If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's a song stuck in my head. He's solid.
Here all alone.